Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Ryan, what do painters do when it gets cold outside?
I don't know. What?
Well, they put on another coat, of course.
Seth, that joke needs some touch-up.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
We paint interiors year-round.
But fall and winter? That's when it's perfect time.
Yeah, perfect time for a fresh look.
We do full interior painting, residential and commercial. We work with your schedule.
Plus cabinet painting that makes old kitchens look brand new.
Clean lines, no mess, no stress.
From one room in your home to a whole office building, tasting room, medical suites, we've got you covered.
This season, call the Peek Brothers. I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
And everybody loves a great experience.
That's Peek Painting. P-E-E-K Painting.com.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadowrun Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
Let's face it, a 50 or 60 year old body isn't the same as a 20-year-old. You won't be able to do the same things at the same intensity and pace as you did when you were young. But exercise is still the key to your independence and a good quality of life as you age. This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. You lose muscle mass as you get older, and exercise can help you rebuild it. Muscles also burn more calories than fat, even at rest, which will offset your slowing metabolism. Exercise helps stop, delay, and sometimes improve serious illnesses like heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, stroke, arthritis, and osteoporosis. Low-impact exercise with less jumping and pounding is kinder to your joints. Definitely pick things that you enjoy doing, like bicycling, pickleball, gardening, dancing, or Tai Chi. A simple and effective way is walking. It builds stamina, strengthens lower body muscles, and helps fight against bone diseases like osteoporosis. Keep listening to learn healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and educator, who keeps reminding you, don't let age change you, change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News. Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, August 24th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Bureau of Land Management seeking feedback for leases in San Luis Obispo County. Small earthquake strikes Parkfield on Saturday. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 58 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. And with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazon Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The California Bureau of Land Management, or BLM, has opened an additional public comment period to receive input on plans for potential oil and gas leases in California. The plan includes 44 oil and gas parcels, totaling approximately 36,000 acres in Kern, Kings, San Luis Obispo, and Fresno counties in a December 2026 lease sale. The public comment period ends September 20th. BLM completed scoping of these parcels in July and is seeking public comment on the parcels and related environmental analysis. Input will be used to complete a review of each parcel. Leasing is the first step in the process to develop federal oil and gas resources. Interested commenters can find more information at the Bureau of Land Management's website, along with maps of the affected parcels. Motorists on Santa Rita Road may experience traffic delays as the County Department of Public Works performs road repairs. Work will take place 3.5 miles west of Vineyard Drive as trucks and heavy equipment will be hauled to assist in ongoing storm repairs. Delays of up to 30 minutes are expected. Activity is scheduled to be on weekdays between 7 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. through September 26th. Small earthquake rattles Parkfield on Saturday. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:12.
Blazon Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazon Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazonbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:13. A small earthquake rattled Parkfield on Saturday evening, according to the U.S. Geological Survey report. The quake struck at about 5:47 p.m. just northwest of Parkfield, and the depth was recorded at about 2.7 miles, the magnitude at 2.8. It was not widely felt. The Paso Robles Youth Arts Center has launched its very first daytime homeschool class in its new state-of-the-art Justin Culinary Arts Teaching Kitchen. This new course will focus on hands-on instruction in cooking, basic kitchen safety, and foundational life skills. This daytime classroom presents homeschooling families the ability to fulfill a new elective criteria, complementing the center's core disciplines of art, dance, music, and theater. The Paso Robles Youth Arts Center is a nonprofit organization located at 3201 Spring Street, providing accessible after-school programming to children ages 5 to 18. For more information and on other programs offered at the Youth Arts Center, you can visit pryoutharts.org. There will be no Atascadero City Council meeting this week. The Atascadero City Council ordinarily meets every second and fourth Tuesday of each month. The next regularly scheduled meeting will be September 8th at 6 p.m. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers shut out the Pirates 4-0. Padres beat the Twins 8-1. The Red Sox over the Giants 5-4. The Rangers beat the Angels 5-3. The Athletics over the Astros 7-6. The Yankees beat the Blue Jays 8-3. Tonight, the Giants will face the Reds. The Athletics will go against the Twins. The Padres will face the Pirates. The Angels will go against the Guardians. In high school football, on Thursday, the Greyhounds beat Delano 33-14. Then on Friday, Bishop Diego defeated the Bearcats 37-24. The Eagles won against Crothers 41-8. Taft, shut out Morro Bay, 35-0. San Luis Obispo shut out Mount Whitney from Visalia, 14-0. Mission Prep beat Oxnard, 42-27. In California news, California Attorney General Rob Bonta called off talks scheduled for today with representatives from Paramount regarding the company's planned takeover of Warner Brothers. Paramount is trying to merge its studio operations with Warner Brothers, but 12 state attorneys general, including California, have filed lawsuits to block the merger. Bonta called off the meeting after accusing Paramount of leaking information from a Friday meeting between the two sides, saying, quote, "As soon as Paramount stops playing games and engages sincerely, my office is happy to meet again." Southern California is about to experience its hottest temperatures this summer, according to weather officials. Some areas are under an extreme heat watch and could see temperatures as high as 107 to 112 degrees in Los Angeles and Ventura counties. Cal OSHA has issued a $150,000 fine and penalty against Blackbird Mountain Guides for 7 alleged violations regarding the 9 deaths earlier this year from one of the deadliest avalanches in the state's modern history. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:16.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
"Our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car."
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. USDA World Agriculture Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekinowski on this month's forecast for milk product prices.
Product prices for 2026 and for 2027, we reduced our butter price forecast by 4 cents per pound. So for 2026, we currently have it at $1.65 per pound year over year. Looking into 2027, we expect to see some strength there, rising to about $1.71 per pound. Non-fat dry milk price, we lowered by just a penny a pound, down to $1.61 for 2026. But even with that reduction, that's still a very strong non-fat dry milk price at $1.61. Next year, going forward, we didn't make any change to our price forecast, but we expect prices to continue to come down back toward historic levels. So next year's non-fat dry milk price is forecast at $1.47 per pound. Dry whey price forecast, we raised by a penny a pound for 2026 and by 3 cents per pound for 2027. This continues to reflect strong protein demand that has kept those dry whey prices fairly persistently elevated for the past several months.
The U.S. Forest Service is proposing to end the 2001 roadless area conservation rule covering more than 44 million acres. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins says the change would give local managers more flexibility to address overgrown forests, insect damage, disease, and wildfire risks.
Northern Livestock Video Auction just concluded its early fall preview sale, which featured over 50,000 head. Buyer demand was exceptional and the market was outstanding. Their final big sale of their summer video sale series is their fall preview on Monday, September 14th, featuring calves, yearlings, and even a special breadstock section. The consignment deadline is Monday, August 31st. Contact your local rep or call 1-866-616-5035 or visit northernlivestockvideo.com.
Ranchers and land managers, mark your calendars for the 2026 Grazing Expo, September 10th through the 13th in Billings, Montana. Hosted by the Montana Grazing Lands Coalition, the expo brings together ranchers and industry experts for practical conversations on grazing management, livestock production, ranch profitability, succession planning, and more. Plus, enjoy a trade show, live music, networking, and even a Sunday ranch tour. Register today at montanaglc.org/expo.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Corn has long been a staple crop in the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta, but in recent years, reports have shown a change in the region's agricultural makeup as more Delta farmers turn to rice, a move supported by state dollars. In 2019, the Nature Conservancy launched a rice crop conversion program using a $4.3 million state grant. The program offers financial aid to Delta farmers seeking to transition their acreage to rice. Fifth-generation farmer Jared Dixon manages the nonprofit's 9,200-acre Staten Island Preserve in San Joaquin County, which includes 4,500 acres of rice. Dixon encourages other Delta farmers to consider rice as well for its financial potential and environmental benefits. Quote, it's economically viable, and it's also helping protect what is still there, he said. Because rice growers flood their fields during the growing season, cultivation of the crop helps create habitat for species that rely on wetlands that once covered the region. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid to upper 90s. West-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. A few passing clouds tonight, low 60s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly sunny tomorrow, highs right around 103. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Wednesday. Partly cloudy on Thursday and Friday. Sunny Saturday and Sunday. Partly cloudy on Monday. 104 Wednesday, 100 on Thursday, mid-90s Friday and Saturday, upper 80s on Sunday, 84 a week from today. Currently, it is 58 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:23.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks open mixed. The Dow opened with a slight gain. The NASDAQ and S&P lost ground in early trading. Crude oil prices have moved slightly lower after Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said he will outline plans today for an economic D-Day on Iran. The U.S. imposed 50% tariffs on Canadian imports over the weekend. Shares of U.S. steel companies are higher, and Deere opened 1% higher, even though UAW members have rejected a contract extension and will negotiate for a new deal. NVIDIA shares opened down more than 0.5%. The chipmaker reports earnings after the Wall Street close on Wednesday, but it's also said to be in talks to invest in AI startup Perplexity, which is used for automation. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Join Allegretto Vineyard Resorts for Paso Perspectives. Keep it cool, a special afternoon of wine, September 3rd from 4 to 6. For a celebration of refreshing white wines from Allegretto and neighboring wines, enjoy thoughtfully paired seasonal bites, meaningful conversations with winery hosts for an evening that celebrates the collaborative spirit of Paso Robles. Tickets are $65 per person, $50 for Allegretto Wine Club members, available through Talk. Visit AllegrettoWines.com.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Plan to attend the 30th ever Creston Classic Rodeo September 10th, 11th, and 12th. All of your rodeo favorites like barrel racing, roping, penny will be at the Creston Classic Rodeo, and don't miss the famous mutton busting. Watching the little cowboys and cowgirls trying to stay on those sheep is always exciting. For more information, check out the Creston Classic Rodeo on Facebook, Instagram, and at CrestonClassicRodeo.org.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, freedom of speech. Ready to go, and it is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental in Atascadero. There you go. Call or text 238-577-5238-KPRL to join us.
Set a high, getting ideas. Ain't nothing but a fool to live like this. Out all night, running wild. Woman sitting home with a month-old child. Dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Okay, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 1, I will have on former Major League Baseball player and Paso Robles resident, Sean Berry. Talking a little bit of the inside stuff, maybe behind the scenes. You know, those talks with the pitchers and the catchers and the managers that at the mound. You know, what happens when you get traded during the season and you got a family. And just some fun stuff with Sean this afternoon. Again, he played 10 years in the bigs. He knows a little bit about it. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Just a question. Are you guys streaming online this morning?
Yes and no. The no part is there's an issue, and our engineer, I'm trying to hunt him down to work on it. So
gotcha.
Normally we would, but there's something wrong with the stream and the website itself. So it's a combination of a couple of things.
Gotcha. Answers my question. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Yeah. I'm not laughing because it's happening. I'm just laughing because of the second part that Chris was there and I said, I don't think I should be doing this. And I did.
Well, sometimes that just happens when it comes to, how shall I say,
tech worker maintenance repairs. Sometimes they do sound like, oh, shouldn't have done that.
Well.
And what else were you going to do? You know, it's like, okay, so it wasn't working before you touched it, right? After you did something, it's also still not working. So did you actually, well, you know, ruin anything?
Well, no, you heard the sound was coming out of it.
Out of the computer, yes.
Right.
But it still wasn't being streamed online to people listen for. Like, we're still, you know, on the air, right? Like, on the radio waves, and people can listen to us in their cars, right?
Right.
Right, okay, so nothing's changed in a way.
No, but I, you know, Bill may say, well, why did you close it out? You know what I'm going to do, don't you?
I don't know. What are you going to do? Say that it was an accident?
Chris said it was okay to do it.
Oh, right, right, right. I mean, I thought it was the right thing to do, so go ahead.
Bill, you know our whiz tech guy here at the station, Chris. He told me to do it.
You have the whiz tech guy, the one who doesn't know how to get the stream up and working online either.
All right. Anyway, so, yeah, it's just one of those things this morning. Don't know. You know, it happens from time to time. So anyway, a couple of things. I thought it was interesting on Friday with Kenny and Darsha. A couple of folks, I believe, called in about the 1969 flood. I think it was the 1968 or 69 flood. 13th Street Bridge. And I don't know when it was built. But the gentlemen's, or both of them, their concerns were about, you know, we're supposed to have the, you know, one of the greatest El Ninos or whatever they're calling it ever. And the concerns about a lot of the debris in the riverbed. And I'm not talking about the debris that's left there by people. Well, no, they're by things that use oxygen and litter down there. Talking about nature. Now, I know the city of Paso Robles has done a pretty good job recently of at least cleaning up down there. Now, to the degree, tell you the truth, when I go across 13th Street, I don't really look and to see what the potential issues may be regarding some, I guess, bigger trees and so forth. If anybody knows, or just the history of what happened in 60, it was either 68 or 69. Now, I think it was in the 80s or early 90s where the water got up pretty high here. Matter of fact, I think there were a couple of boats, literally boats in the river. I'm not talking speed boats or anything like that, but, you know, people put, you know, whatever. I can't even think of the name of it. Rowboats. In the river, but the 69, did that do damage to the bridge from the debris buildup? And obviously we wouldn't have had the situation of people that use oxygen leaving their needles and so forth down there. It was just a buildup. And I don't know, as far as the city goes, how much they are limited without getting the approval from Fish and Game. So if anybody, again, knows that or the history going back to 69 and the flood, because I think there was a big issue up in, well, there probably was, in San Miguel. Because when I got here in 84, I know that bridge in San Miguel, it was just one lane and had a caution. You had to look at the other end to see if a vehicle was coming. So, you know, again, it was a courtesy thing. Well, he got there first, so he's coming across. And then obviously the two lane was put in afterwards, but I don't know the history of the issues there. So it's always nice, from people's perspective who live through it to, inform those. And again, the potential for danger and how much the city can do on their own, regarding that. So just a little something here this morning on The Right Choice, KPRL. Also, I mentioned last hour about how our government here locally has spent money against its own citizens, wasted on a project that was illegal, even though the city attorney gave the okay, and the hard-headed city council continued to spend money. I'm sure it was at least a couple of million dollars, and they continue to ask us money for a lot of things, but particularly to fix the roads. Now, the city of Paso Robles, they are out and about fixing roads. I think most of us can see that, and that's good. But when I think of the money that could have gone to this, again, when we have the quiet title and the parking situation, makes me angry. Then when I look at the school district and we're having some concerns from many people regarding the credit card use, and I don't care if it's $22 for Starbucks or not. It's $22 that you should pay for yourself, particularly the administrators, because they make a lot of money. They make a lot of money. And again, from my understanding, it has been difficult for some people, not just school board members, but the public, to get the information needed that should be released to the public, because that is our money on how the credit cards are being used. So again, we're talking money. And then we have the $10,000, approximately $10,000 on the mailer, talking about the greatness of the last bond. Now, here is something that will be coming out very soon, that there is some concern about the violation of California code on how this is going about. And let's not forget the wording, about the lead paint and the water. Now, there is some asbestos issues at the school, but it's just in one isolated area, which has been brought up. Then why hasn't that been looked at before? Because it's been there a very long time. But the lead paint, so the lead paint and the drinking water that the public will read for the, again, I refer to it as $400 million, it's deceiving because though they're not issues. They're not issues. Those issues have been addressed and said that, nope, no lead paint, no, drinking water's fine. All right, so if you have that, one, that's misleading the public. And then this money spent on the mailers talking about the greatness of the last bond, which the total overrun, the total over budget was $19 million. That doesn't sound like a great success. But here's the other part regarding this mailer. And this is from Ed Code 754A. No school district or community college district funds, services, supplies, or equipment shall be used for the purpose of urging the support or defeat of any ballot measure or candidate, including but not limited to any candidate for election for the governing board of the district. Okay? So the an attorney has said that he thinks that the school is in violation of this. If that is the case, then where is our attorney? If it is the case that they're in violation. You have to ask yourself, don't you? I would think. It seems that you would. So why wouldn't they? All right. So, yeah, the education code, limited exception for fair and impartial information presentation, prohibits use of public resources for campaign activity or unauthorized purposes, prohibits local agency offices, officers, employees, consultants from expending agency funds to support or oppose candidate of ballot measure. No newsletter or other mass mailing shall be sent to at public expense. Remember that one. Government Code 89890001 states, no newsletter or mass mailing shall be sent at public expense. Research of California Supreme Court precedent, attorney general opinions, and districts, while not always containing explicit vote yes language, were timed near elections and framed prior success or benefits in a manner that urged support. Again, this was a Supreme Court decision, Stanson versus Mott. When you look at the timing of this newsletter, or whatever you want to call it, and even an opinion piece, does that look like a violation? Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, just talking about the little flyer the school district sent out. I know they're contending that they sent it out to make people aware of the spending on the Measure M. You know, what's interesting is I don't live in the Measure M area. You know, I'm the school district, but I'm out, and I got it, and I know everybody. So they sent it to everybody. There's clearly, you know, a push for the new $205 million bond they're trying to push at G26. So to say that it was just an information deal for the people, again, I don't pay on that bond, but they sent it to everybody, you know, in the district. So it's, and then on the credit card deal, I've got the information. I did a Freedom of Information Act. I'm heading out of town, but when I get back, I'll call in and give an update. But yeah, I got it. And yeah, it's true.
Is it, I mean, are you shocked or disgusted?
I'm disgusted. I'm not shocked, because this is how these people operate. They are elitist. They feel they're entitled. You know, they're buying, you know, I got it for the whole cabinet, the whole group. And you got Loftus, who's making $266,000 a year, and she's using her district credit card to buy coffee. So is Pulaski. You know, these guys, it's unbelievable. I have a corporate credit card for my company. If I did that, I'd be fired. I can't use, you know, it's strictly for travel or for business purpose, entertainment. And not for me to go buy coffee or buy lunch or buy anything for myself. And it's outrageous that these people do that. And to me, it's a big tell on how they treat finances of this district. If we're going to trust these guys with $205 million, you think they spend it wisely? You know, let's just go back to that aquatic center. Let's remember, they had a groundbreaking in 2018. 8 years ago, they had the groundbreaking. That thing was so mismanaged that it didn't get completed until 2026. That pool cost at least $1 million more than it should have. They could have built that 38-meter pool in 2018 for maybe $8 million, and this thing's coming in over 20 when it's all said and done. Just wasting the taxpayers' money. And that 20 and that $10 million extra dollars isn't 10. That's 20 to the taxpayer, the people that have to pay for that bond. So these guys, it's outrageous the way they handle money. All the change orders, that's endless. But yeah, I've got the information on the credit cards and the way they, I'm disgusted.
Well,
I wouldn't give guys another penny.
Also, Bauer Spec was late by a year and a half, 2 years, and it was over budget as well.
Way over budget. You wouldn't believe the list of change orders on that deal. I mean, it was just, yes. I mean, we're getting the information. Fortunately, we have the Freedom of Information Act. I know the state legislature is trying to, you know, stop people from being able to do that by, you know, charging them. But so far, you know, we can still get it. But yeah, it's so grossly mismanaged, it's unbelievable. And as Pulaski says, he's a facilities expert. But these guys are experts on spending and wasting money. You know, at the last board meeting I was at, they spent like $151,000 buying book vending machines, so that the kids, if they get a token for being good or something, go to the vending machine and get a book. You know, of course, the only one guy, person on that school board that's worth anything, worth their salt, is Kenny Enney. And he's like, why are we spending $151,000 on vending machines? Why don't we just spend it on books? You know, we can hand the books out to the kids. Oh, no. We had Title I money, and we're going to lose it if we don't spend it by September 1st. So we're going to buy these vending machines. This is how mismanaged this district is. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well, I suppose one of the dangers, because, Brad, the expert, he put out this opinion piece on the greatness of the last measure. But as far as what I read, there is no mention of the overruns.
Oh, not at all. And let's not forget the grand jury report, a cautionary tale. One of the big sections of it was about the mismanagement of the pool. Yeah, I didn't see that. That brought up either, or the fact, you know, they bought those two pools, They sold the one small pool for over a $200,000 loss. I mean, yeah, just great management of our fund.
And also, people probably forget this, the mystery about the missing turf.
Yeah, there's that one too. There's a laundry list of stuff.
Yeah.
There's no end, and I certainly hope people do not vote for this new bond. I mean, the way they mismanage the fund, it's incredible. Well, another thing, it was interesting. They had a little bit, they showed how much money they had, and it showed that they had $3 million of accrued interest that they earned from the bond. So, in other words, they sold the bonds, put the money, you know, in some kind of fund that they were gaining interest, and now they're going to, my feeling is, if they earn interest on that, they're earning interest while all the taxpayers are paying interest for that bond. That $3 million extra dollars that they got, that should go back to repay the bond. That shouldn't be extra money for them, in my opinion. But it's just how things work. It's crazy.
Well, also, just to, you know, another, I guess, knife is, you know, people should remember those Italian pools. Didn't the district have to sell them at a huge loss?
Well, they sold the one. They sold the small pool.
Okay.
Okay, and that was over $200,000 loss on that one. The big 50-meter pool, they used the size. The pools are just the size of the pool. The bottom is still, you know, concrete or gunite or whatever they use. This is just the size of the pool. So then, you know, again, they bought a 50-meter pool, they only used 38 meters. But, yeah, they did use that. But on the small pool, yeah, they sold that for an over $200,000 loss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great management of our money.
Yep. Well, it'll be interesting when you get back to find out more about the credit card misuse.
But it's all true.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, when you get back, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. On the text, what is the story of the missing turf? Well, if you recall, it was Chris Williams, the thief, who, you know, he pushed for all this stuff and the turf up there at the stadium, which looks nice. And I understand they need to replace it or do something. That there was no accounting for, I forget how many yards of the turf. Nobody knew where that turf went. There's some speculation, but yeah, I think it was about 50 yards of turf. Nope. We're going to look into it. Well, they may have, but the public never knew or found out. I'm sure there are some people that know, but one of them may not. Well, one of them is not in the district anymore. Way to get a nice check. All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. A small earthquake rattled Parkfield on Saturday evening, according to the U.S. Geological Survey report. The quake struck at about 5:47 p.m. just northwest of Parkfield, recorded at a magnitude of 2.8 and a 2.7-mile depth. Motorists on Santa Rita Road may experience traffic delays as the County Department of Public Works performs road repairs. Work will take place about 3.5 miles west of Vineyard Drive. Activity is scheduled on weekdays between 7 a.m. and 4:30 p.m., starting today and going through September 26th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 61 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump posting in all caps, Iran is completely collapsing. Treasury Secretary Bessent launching Economic D-Day, which he calls the single greatest financial offensive ever marshaled against an adversary. Final prosecution rebuttal witnesses in the nurse Lindsay Clancy trial after the defense testimony that she was frankly psychotic when she killed her three children. A human-caused wildfire raging near Reno, the Hawk Fire. 40,000 people evacuated.
completed. It'll take a month for crews to dismantle the America 250 Grand Prix street track around D.C. American winner Kyle Kirkwood dominated the track, telling Fox,
"We would love to come back, if I'm being honest, because I think this was the best street course race I've ever been a part of. The event has a whole 100,000 people here on a raffle, free tickets for everybody."
America's listening to Fox News.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slabs. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. Sunny, mid-90s. Mostly clear tonight. Overnight lows right around 60. And here we go. 103 on your Tuesday. 104 Wednesday. 100 Thursday. Mid-90s Friday. Low 90s Saturday. Upper 80s Sunday. And hopefully low 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 9 up and down. 6:30 a.m., 7:43 p.m. We are at 61. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. What's I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso in the beautiful River Oaks community. The Central Coast Wood Carvers 46th Annual Wood Carving Show. Demos, raffles, Whitlin, a carving contest, carving displays for sales and some gift ideas. And carvers from all over California. This will take place the 19th and 20th of September at the Cambria Vets Hall. That's on the corner of Main and Cambria Drive there, right between the West and East Village. So there you go. All right. Admission is just $2. $2. All right. Also, folks, some help, Paso Robles Physical Therapy. They have this in conjunction with the Parkinson's Foundation. They have a little help for you. Physical therapy, Mondays and Thursdays out there at the site. It's at 1 o'clock, and that is on Combine Street out that way. See, these classes, they do help. And again, this is from a grant from the Parkinson's Foundation, all right, here on the Central Coast. Enjoy and hope it works. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. They have lunch for you every day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. Right choice, KPRL. Let's see here. We have 6 minutes away from eight.
Happy
birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. They've got you covered. Oh, you need something fixed. You need something adjusted. They'll handle it for you. Local celebrities include Shannon Stone, Liz Bannon, Jay Packers having a birthday, Cindy Smith, John Sonet, Mitch Culver's having a birthday, Jasmine Smiley, John Hicks, Meredith Robertson, Nick Ontiveros, another birthday, Elise Emery, and another anniversary. It doesn't say how many years here. Ken and Katrina Keats. Wow. I'd like to know that number myself. On my right-hand side, let's see. Oh, the famous. Famous from a lot of things, including Candid Camera. The one and the only Durwood Kirby. 1911, 2000. Dennis James, good TV host, 1917, 1997. Roger McCluskey, race car guy, 1930, 1993. Murray Balfour, hockey, 1936, 1965. From Jefferson Starship, David Freeberg, 1938. Mason Williams, a classical gas guy, 1938. From Little Anthony and the Imperials, Ernest Wright, 1941. Let's see here. From the Sandpipers, Guantanamo Vida. Jim Brady, 1944. Let's see. From Uriah Heep, Ken Hensley, 1945. Ann Archer, the actress, 1947. Mike Shanahan, coach, 1952. From Shalimar, Jeffrey Daniel, 1955. This guy was a pretty good ball player. Infielder, Tony Bernazard, 1956. Steve Guttenberg, the actor, 1958. Cal Ripken Jr., 1960. Who else do we have on the list? Marley Matlin, pretty good actress, 1965. Pretty good hoopster, Reggie Miller, 1965. One of the best Angels of all time, but he wasn't as good as Garrett Anderson. Tim Salmon, 1968. Tim was good, though. Sonya Bennett, the actress, 1980. Blake Barris, the actor, 1989. And that is it. Okay, let's see. Passing away on this day, the father of American map-making, Henry Gannett. He died in 1846. From Big Lips and the Rolling Uglies, drummer Charlie Watts passed away in 2021. The mouth of the South, mouth of the Mississippi, the comedian, and one and only Jerry Clower. He died in 1998. Also passing away, lifestyles of the rich and famous, champagne wishes and whatever. Robin Leach died in 2018. Jay Thomas, he was pretty good in Cheers and some other things. He died in 2017. Sir Richard Attenborough, 2014. Julie Harris, the actress, 2013. Oh, this guy was a good actor. E.G. Marshall passed away in 1998. Really good in 12 Angry Men. And let's see here. Thomas Blood, he stole the crown jewels way back when. He died in 1680. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Going to the top of the list. I'm a little reluctant because I don't like what him and his brother did with the Cal Ripken baseball stuff. But credit where credit is due, I suppose. One of his position's most productive offensive player, Cal Ripken, compiled over 3,000 hits, over 430 home runs, over 1,600 RBIs, won two Gold Gloves, and he was a 19-time All-Star and was twice named the American League Most Valuable Player in 1983 and 1991. But I guess the distinction that he holds was for the incredible record of games played, consecutive games played. That was 2,632, surpassing the record of Lou Gehrig, which stood for 56 years. And maybe I'll ask Sean this afternoon if he thinks it's unbreakable. I guess most people would probably say it is. But he was solid throughout. And, you know, I guess one of the things about Ripken is you got to remember he didn't play designated hitter. He played shortstop. And to play that many games is pretty amazing. He goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The California Bureau of Land Management has opened an additional public comment period to receive input on plans for potential oil and gas leases in California, including in San Luis Obispo County. The comment period ends September 20th. More information and maps can be found at the BLM's website. There will be no Atascadero City Council meeting this week. Atascadero City Council ordinarily meets every second and fourth Tuesday of the month. The next regularly scheduled meeting will be September 8th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-90s. It's 61 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
He did play the last couple or a few years of his career at third base, but that doesn't take away anything. He was voted into the Baseball Hall of Fame first year of eligibility with a 98.53% of the votes. That is the sixth highest election percentage ever. Not too shabby. All right, one more to go this hour, brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.